Okay, last piece here in the section on Midos in Bayam Darkecha, and it's actually super, super fitting for where we were yesterday in the Parsha, thinking about the power of speech, because the theme that we are developing with the Bayam Darkecha and our approach to Midos is that if we strengthen our emunah, we can also build out the midos that we know we have inside, the koach hatov. So we go back to Os Dalid, hamatara shel dveikus hi, the goal of dveikus, of connecting with Hashem, the last os here. No, 1 second, where am I? No, here. Vitzorach in os hei. But before that, start Os Dalid. We need to work to strengthen the clarity of recognizing the awareness of Hashem. The natural world, top of Kuf Yud Aleph on the left. So what do we do? For example, he says, Lamashal, go to the third paragraph. Imargish gaiva, tzorach lehizbonein v'lachshov. If a person feels a sense of arrogance, they have to think to really internalize, lo magia li kavod, why should I have kavod? Ki hakol me'Hashem yisbarach, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kol ma sheyesh li, ze shelo, everything is His. V'zeh rak pikadon b'yadi. This is just a pikadon. It's just, I'm just a custodian of the kochos that He gave me. V'gam ma shepa'alti v'itzlachti, everything that I succeeded, zerak b'siyu shalo yisbarach, that's thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I saw this past week, Rav Melech Biederman was on fire with this kind of idea, not exactly this, but he's going the same direction, and really it's mat'im, that the more we internalize our emunah, the more we can have the midos that we want. So he says, yesterday we had the whole inyan of the mitzora, which the Gemara tells us in Erechin, appears lo aleinu on a person, it becomes apparent to them when they spoke lashon hara. So, quotes the Gemara says that a person who's misaper lashon hara, that person is kafar beikar. They deny the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, what's the pshat? You speak lashon hara, you deny the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, Melech says, he says, wait a second. If the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me something, and he gave something to somebody else, so I have to understand, I have to develop my emunah, that this is what's magia to me, and that's what's magia to that person. When does a person speak lashon hara? When do we feel like we want to denigrate somebody else? When we feel jealous of them? When we feel like, you know, that person has what I really want to have? I need a pick myself up by putting somebody else down. So Melech says, what that's really demonstrating is a choser of emunah. It's demonstrating a choser of emunah, because if I really internalize that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me my gifts, and that's what's magia for me, and he gave somebody else their gifts, would I need to denigrate them? Would I need to put them down? No. It's all because we're forgetting for a moment that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me what I have. So he says, that's why a person who is really a Baal Emunah, they don't need to speak Lashon Hara about somebody else. And of course, what the Gemara is saying is Lahepach, that if a person speaks Lashon Hara, it's indicative of the fact that there's a lacuna in their Emunah. So this idea, it's an awesome idea, and I think it actually breaks down when you go more befrat. Because we mentioned a couple weeks ago that the Nesiv HaShalom has a few chapters on Inyanei Midos. So he breaks it down even further, you could say, that the idea of a person developing our Amunah, we can think about it on three levels. It becomes very practical, especially in light of this idea that the emunah, and that we strengthen that what's magia to us is magia to us, and what is our avod in this world is our avod in this world. We know that a person, we have the opportunity to control ourselves We can be, so to speak, the melech on ourselves. That's why we have a notion, there's a Rashi tables for melech. Melech is moach, mind, lev, heart, and kloyos, or kaved. What's the kaved? It's the physical base part of the person. It's where the bile deals with all of the refuse of the person, the kaved. The lev is where we have our emotions. And then the head, that's the seat of the moach, right? And that's why there's a chassidish interpretation. We think about it in the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim, kaved lev paro. Paro's kaved, it overwhelmed his lev. His heart was telling him one thing. His head was out of commission, that's for sure. But his base desires overwhelmed. Kaved lev paro. But a melech puts first things first. First is the mem, is the moach, then is the lev, then is the kaved. Doesn't mean that the kaved doesn't have a role. The kishka, yesh matzav, that the kishka plays a role. But in proportion, in hadragatiyut. So this is awesome ha'ara. The Nesiv HaShalom says that keneged the moach, lev, and kloyos is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, hakina v'hataiva v'hakavod motzian es ha'adam min ha'olam. And he says that these three challenges, these three potential midos rows, those are what we're trying to work on at the shorish of our midos. So then he says, each one of those is correlated, it's makbil, to the moach, lev, and kloyos. So what are they? So first one is the koach hataiva, that which gives us our physical sustenance, what he calls the koach hativi. That's the creation, that's the origin potentially of the taivas haros. Then there is the koach hachiyuni hanafshi, that's where a person has, that animates a person, that has the emotional makeup of the person. That's the source potentially of kina. And then there is the koach hasichli, which is where a person theorizes and analyzes, and that's from that a person could potentially come to seeking kavod. So he has an explanation here why it is that in the Mishnah, the first thing that we deal with is kina, that the lev is dealt with first. But what comes out now is that we have a kaved, we have desires for the physical. We have a lev, which has the potential to pursue jealousy. And then we have a moach, which is potentially at the risk of kavod, of pursuing kavod. So now we take a step back and we go to our yesod of the Bayam Darkech and we say, wait a second, if we're really developing our midos, we can pursue each one of these goals. Because the shorish of all of these midos, says the Bayam Darkecha, is emuna. It's an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's start with the Yetzer Hara of Taiva. So of course, the Gemara says in Yuma, you know that there was a tradition at one time, the Chachamim, they were able to suspend the Yetzer Hara for Taiva. And the Gemara says that the next morning, there were no eggs. No eggs. Why were there no eggs? Because there were no chickens that were mating. There was no koach hataiv in the world. Koach haholada was gone. Had it not been that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us, so they said, you know what? It's a bad idea, Chazal said. They were mavakesh that the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah would be gone, and that is gone. B'zman said, we don't understand what it was in the times of Tanakh. People were running after. When I remember when I was in elementary school, they used to imagine like, that like an exaggeration that a garbage can would become an idol. That's what we used to imagine because it's like so bizarre to us, so foreign. But there was such a Yetzer Hara. So Chazal say that they poked out the eyes of the Yetzer Hara of Arayas. So now a person doesn't have a Yetzer Hara for incest. But the Yetzer Hara still exists because there's something productive about that. It builds, right, relationships with people. Otherwise a person would die of hunger. Mamish die of hunger. So if a person has proper emunah, if we're really developing our emunah that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then would we let our taivas run away from us? Or every time we would say, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from this? Is this an opportunity for physical intimacy that can nurture a relationship that Hashem wants in the context of a marriage? Is this food that's going to help me live a healthy lifestyle? So then it's going to be great. And then the taiva is not going to run away from us. If we have real emunah that every part of life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's there for a purpose, so once in a while, you know, it should be delicious. You should have delicious matzah l'teyavon. So if the matzah maybe got a little stale, so you put it in the oven, it makes it delicious. So you should dafka eat the matzah l'teyavon. I'm trying to find a way to make it delicious. You know what I'm saying?
Cream cheese.
Right. I'm trying. Cream cheese and jelly. Can't do it. The seder, though, it's the problem. Right? But the Chazal have this idea that they were going to... And in those days, the matzah did not taste like our matzah. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Pashut, it sounds like they were korech. Rav Soloveitchik said they were korech, the romaine around the matzah. But I don't think that's the pashas. The pashas is they had a lafa, they had shawarma, karm pesach, they had a little harif, salad, baba ganoush. They wrapped it all up. They dipped it, some say they dipped it in charoses, some is mamish gavalt. So that's why the Gemara says, it's gullus. The Gemara says you should eat matzah l'teyavon. Teyavon, taiva is good. It doesn't say you should eat matzah ki'ilu kfo shade lo aleinu. No, you should eat matzah l'teyavon, taiva. But that taiva is novea from emuna. This is the matzah de memnusa. That we shouldn't be, you know, fressing on Erev Pesach in the afternoon with something that's technically legal, but then there's no, you don't have any, you know, we should make sure to eat on Pesach in the afternoon. You should eat vegetables or meat or potatoes so that you're not starving so you can have a proper Seder. But if a person gets so carried away with their taiva, then they have no place for their Ribbono Shel Olam. So we start with the emuna. Same thing when it comes to the next, to the koach hachiyuni v'anafshi. That's where a person, God forbid, can come up with nikima, netira, kina, sina. It's Reb Melech Zvar. What am I jealous of that person? What, I don't think that the Ribbono Shel Olam is taking care of me? I don't think that it's going to be squared away one day. That's not fair. It's taka. In our calculus, life is not fair. But what does that mean, life is not fair? Right? To say life is not fair, if you really mean it, that it's not equitable, then that's a chesaron of emunah. What do you mean it's not fair? It doesn't mean that it's what I wanted exactly at this time. You know, there are people who... there you're dealt a deck of cards by the Ribbono Shel Olam that are different than somebody else's cards. But the Chazon Ish says that emunah means that ultimately the Ribbono Shel Olam is fair. And that if it's not squared away exactly the way we want it in this world, there's something else. It's called Olam Haba, which is much greater, much more significant and substantial than Olam Hazeh. So the person feels, that person, they're taking away from me. They're taking away from me. What are they taking away from you? Adrab, if you add to the fact, you know there's the old vart that the brothers sold Yosef to Mitzrayim, which is the beginning of the Shibud. Unfortunately, something we got to think about before Pesach. So when they put him in the pit, so Chazal say, Nechashav HaKravim Yeshbo. Even though there was no water, there were scorpions and snakes. Right? Remember this old vart? So I think the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, why were there scorpions and snakes? So he says, because scorpions and snakes don't have Bechira Chafshis. They don't have free will. So the Ratzon of Hashem was that Yosef would not be harmed. So the Chiddush of this is this huge Chiddush, but it's very controversial, that according to the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, if Yosef had been given to some guy, that guy could have hurt him without the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the majority opinion is that that's not the case. That nobody, even no other persons, nobody else's Bechira can affect me. So I don't know how to answer and weigh in on this theological question about. But Lemaisa, if we strengthen our Amunah and say that the Ribbono Shel Olam is sending us Malachim, sending us agents, sending us situations, and the more that we live with an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and go through life together with Him, are we going to run around being bitter with other people? We're going to have tzaras ayin? We're going to begrudge them? We're not going to forgive them? Like, if we have Amunah, so then this stuff goes away. And then, of course, when it comes to the Moach, Kavod, Miu Zeh Melech HaKavod. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech HaKavod. So this is the framework that the Nesiva Shalom sets up in the piece on the Midos. He has this in a couple of pieces in the Ma'amarim here. And I thought that's exactly what he's trying to address in this idea of Emunah. The more we work on Emunah, the more we can be Misharish, we can root out those Midos Ros. We can fight off and stave off the taiva, the kinna, the kavod. Not easy. Similarly, he goes weiter. Let's go, continue. Vime yitzahara omer avaladayin, still harbach solzo sasisa mashu. You did something. So shuavi yitzahara, turn to page, azay is bonin. Hashem is barach nimsakan. The Rabbonu Shalom is here. Ki alom melochal aretz kavoda, the Rabbonu Shalom fills the whole world. Umani lo umaso klum, vimkein ma yeshli lizgos. What do you mean? What, for what reason should I be arrogant? The Rabbonu Shalom is everywhere. He gives me everything that I have. Adarabba, a person who has healthy self-esteem, realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me these wonderful gifts. So we're in this together. He's counting on me to do something good. My focus is on him, not on trying to inflate my own self-concept. V'yargish, v'yarech la'argish, we should feel Eich Hashem Yisbarach Nitzav Olav. The Rabbonu Shalom is right, hovering over us, standing next to us, giving us, you know, a pat on the back. Yizbonin she'en lo lizkos. Why would it be arrogant? Ki ma erech yesh lo adam ha-katan b'makom shebo nimsa Hashem Yisbarach. Do we really think we're arrogant b'fnei Adon Kol? Impossible. And now he talks about kinna, the same thing we talked about before. What do you think? Where does kinna come from? Kinna comes from the idea, and we know this intuitively, that we make an assumption that whatever the issue is a zero-sum game. That there's one pie of pizza, and that if you have one slice, I have fewer slices. But if the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if light is the model for life, then ner le'echad, ner le'meah. Did your candle diminish when somebody else came and lit their candle from your candle? That's the nekuda. The Rabbonu Shalom is or ein sof. He's the endless light. So the fact that Baruch Hashem, you were matzliach in parnasa, so it doesn't mean somebody else can be, your parnasa is not taken away from his and vice versa. What do you mean? Yesh Hashem Yisbarach, second last paragraph, Shef HaPali Shir. There's no end to how much the Rabbonu Shalom offers in the world. Who knows in the Kol Echad? It's Mashut Tzarech. He gives everybody what they need. L'shlei Muso. U'memei L'bar, She'ein Li Tzorech, B'ma She'esh L'Sheini. It's not just, Baruch Hashem, you have enough and I have enough. I don't even need what you have. If I needed what you have, I would have it. I don't have it right now. I'm looking for something. So then I turn to the Rabbonu Shalom and say, okay, you're the source of everything. Please help me. Please help me. This is what I think I need. Sometimes he says yes. Sometimes he says no. Oftentimes when he says yes, it's a very peculiar way. We can't figure it out. We don't see it. But if we live with this awareness that we're going through life together, what does Rav Soloveitchik say? Rabbi Yosef Dov Halevich says, he said, the greatest thing in life, the most important thing in life, this is the ikar of everything. He learned it from his mother. What? That's it. To feel the presence of the Almighty and the gentle pressure of His hand resting upon my frail shoulder. Tell me it's okay. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to feel that. And there are people who have gone through life, you know, you get now to Pesach, people have felt avdus, mamish avdus, Holocaust survivors, addicts. These people, mamish, they felt avdus that some of us never even have a hasag of what that is. And yet, the avod is to go through life feeling the Rabbonu Shalom, even at that incredibly challenging level. Lo aleinu, we get a lot of chizuk from people who are able to do that. It's amazing. V'chach b'chol mida u'mida, and so with every mida, each mida is chilek b'fnei atzmo b'nefesh ha'adam, v'tzorach lahamek bo'ez so amuno u'bazer hines kanes. But by the way, you notice how it's all unified. It's true, it looks on the outside like taiva is an issue, and kinna is an issue, and kavod is an issue, but what it really comes back to, it's all the same issue, it's all echad. It's all achdusa yisbarach. It's all the same shorish of the mida of emuna. So now let's finish pu'ulos. Amnam, hashlava rishon, what's the first step? Acharei. Sha'acharei shu'chashu margish eza mida ra b'liba. When a person feels that pinch of a midara, lepachos, at least, sheyishlot amaisov. First thing is, let's control our actions. We might not at the first step be able to control our feelings, because the feelings emerge So of course, the first thing is, he says, control our actions. I might be jealous of that guy. First thing is, don't steal it. That's Aleph. Don't steal his thing. That's the first thing. V'yachales rigshosav. B'soch libo. Kagon imachisim also. If people get you angry, yana b'kol nar mechum magia. Don't walk over to someone and slap them. It's an inyan. Not to slap people. That's not... Ken Zayin says such a thing. You've heard such a maisa. Someone slapped somebody else when he was upset. You heard such a thing. That's the first thing, is to be sholeit al maisav. There's no slapping going on. That's the first thing. No slapping. Kagon, as we said, if they get you upset, you speak b'kol namach u'regia. U'bezeu kvar shover es haklipa. That's the first thing in breaking the husk. Ki haklipa omeres lefi ha-sheker shalem, that base desire that comes from selfishness, says, shetzorach lichul selchus edar, you got to be angry. Take umbrage. Stand up for yourself. And there's a little voice in our minds that's rooted in a koach hatov. It's coming from a place of tzedek. It says it's not right. It's not proper. So in every klipa, there's a shtickle nekuda tova, right? The tzorech, the ratzon to slap that person, is novea from a notion of tzidkus that's not so well ra. But nonetheless, that's not right. V'eino shomel and v'eino misnag bekas. But you don't listen to that. You say that to the Mida, no, I'm in control. I'm the Melech, the Moach, Lev, and the Kloyos. The Kaved says, slap. Because the Lev says, I take umbrage, I'm hurt. But the Moach says, you're in charge. You're in charge. And everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does the Rosham want from us? Af, and this is what's so powerful, and this is what we're going to end with. Af, even if you can't control your emotions, your feelings, you're still upset. But at least in your actions, where did he start the parak? It's so interesting. He started the parak with this whole ideal notion that we ideally... we should have an intellectual framework, the mem, the moach. We should have an intellectual framework that everything comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that everything that's going to happen to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. He's got this. So our moach should frame it for our lev, that our lev shouldn't get upset. But he wants to end Lamaisa. Lamaisa. It's hard to do. Lamaisa, sometimes we don't have that moach. And our lev gets upset. So he says, it doesn't mean that everything is lost. It doesn't mean that it's misparates. Okay, so what's the first shlav? Your lev is upset, you're feeling angry? You know, Dr. Pelkovitz likes to say, you know, pullback mechanism, psychologists would say. Control at least the level of maisa, which is kind of related to the kaved, the type of the level of maisa. Pull back on the level of maisa. Just hold off. So he quotes Baruch Ber, apparently, Baruch Ber, the Heiliger Baruch Ber, he had an anger hat. He had an anger hat in the closet. Dr. Pelkovitz loves this maisa. The Baruch Ber had in the closet, he had a hat that he was allowed to wear whenever he was angry. So he says, whenever he was feeling angry, he would run to the closet to find the hat. So you can imagine what happened by the time he got the anger hat, right? Just to be mishtalit on the maisin. And hopefully, through both of these elements, through strengthening our discussions about emuna in the moach, and having our emuna at least be at the front line, to be sholeit on our pu'ulos, we can pursue, in Mirtz Hashem, this noble life of beautiful Midas Tovos. Shkoyach, everybody. Chag Kosher v'sameach. Well, Mirtz Hashem can continue after Yontif.